Water can mean life or death here in the Sonoran Desert.
You can walk for days out here not finding any water, springs or wells, just cattle tanks with green algae in them if you're lucky. This time of year, if you're lucky, maybe a few mud puddles from the rains. But this is a desert. There's no water here.
Ex-Marine Joel Smith is operations manager for Humane Borders, a nonprofit humanitarian organization based in Tucson, Arizona. He is responsible for filling strategically positioned barrels with fresh, cool water in the most remote, dangerous areas of the Sonoran Desert, where dehydration is the leading cause of death. To people he has never met, he is a life-saving hero, but not everyone agrees. Arizona is home to a group known as the Minutemen Project, named after the Minutemen militia who fought during the American Revolution. The organization's members, some of whom are armed, monitor the border and prevent undocumented immigrants from crossing. The group's actions have included vandalism and death threats against those willing to help immigrants, says Humane Borders Executive Director Juanita Molina.
Unfortunately, the militia groups like the Minutemen at times vandalize our water stations and vandalize our offices, trying to inhibit this effort. But in reality, our primary purpose is to eliminate death from the immigration equation.
Besides providing water, Humane Borders also offers basic life-saving information about water barrels and crosses the border to inform migrants of the dangers they face and where to call for help. It's a messaging initiative that the U.S. Border Patrol has joined to help lower the rate of deaths in the desert.
The last 3 years, we've been right around 200, at approximately 200 deaths. This year, we have 1 month left in the fiscal year. We're right at about 100. So we're down approximately 44% of what we've been at in the past. And a lot of that is contributed to messaging efforts that we've been putting out in Central America and Mexico.
Even in the harsh Sonora Desert, Joel stays vigilant, regularly cleaning the water barrels and personally testing the water to ensure it remains fresh and cool.
I always taste the water too. If I don't like the taste of it, I dump the whole barrel and replace it.
Together, Joel and Juanita say they are working to save lives, one barrel at a time. From Three Points, Arizona, I'm Ramon Taylor for VOA News.